The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live. Unfortunately, it's snowing outside. You know, we should have had this at Christmas time. It would have been really lovely. We could have, you know, made believe and really had some fun outside and snowmen and those types of things. But it is what it is. And we've got the snow. And who knows how much is really coming. As long as it's dry, have some fun. But if it turns to ice, be really, really careful. And besides that, you get to sit here and listen to me and take you in a different direction relative to your health and your wellness. Remember, your health is in your hands. It is a do-it-yourself program. It is one of those things that if you neglect to gather the information properly, then it's really your fault that you are where you are, where you're at, right? So who you are at this moment in time relative to your health is because of all the choices that you've made based on information that you've gathered. And sometimes it's good information and sometimes it's bad information, but we're going to give you great information today. Give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you might have. We're going to be talking about immune systems and what you can do to help yourself, what you may have relative to what's true, what's not true, and we'll go from there. So give us a call and let's see what we can do to make a difference in your life today in snow country. And that's what we need, right? Another stressor, a little bit of snow, something more to keep us home, something to keep us out from playing and the like and so forth. Been on the road a little bit, traveling, and came down to Florida in Sarasota. You know, you get outside of the Washington metropolitan area, and which is, as far as I'm concerned, crazy city. And, you know, we have, you know, all this talking heads. And if you stay away from the television and you're outside the area, all of a sudden you wonder, am I hallucinating everything that's gone on for the last, you know, so many months, or are things really true out there? So here we are. You know, I'm at a friend's clinic. I'm checking some things out and go downtown, and we have dinner last night in Sarasota, Florida. And the place is mob. It's packed, not only outside, but inside. And people are dancing. There was a salsa group that was going on, and the dance floor was packed. And trust me, they weren't wearing masks. So what's the difference between there? Are these people just totally insane? Or is there misinformation being put about relative to the real contagion factor and whether or not people are in some way being misled? So I'm giving you a firsthand look at what I saw last night. And literally, there were people all over the place. I'm talking about mobs of people just, you know, sitting, enjoying dinner, enjoying each other, having fun, laughing, dancing. It was really a time you could go and relax a little bit and take a look. And it was very heartwarming. So if they can do it, then why not us, right? So I'm going to give you some data today, and we're going to talk about, if you have any questions on the vaccines that are out there, because I'm going to touch upon them a little bit. We have a new vaccine that just came out from Johnson & Johnson relative to this COVID situation, and I'll give you my opinion on that. But at the beginning, I want to talk to you about a doctor. This woman is a board-certified emergency room physician. She's a member of the America's Frontline Doctors. It's called AFLDS. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold. And she's sitting there and she's saying, you know, enough's enough already. And she's, you know, essentially blowing the whistle on COVID-19 pandemic. And particularly the way that traditional healthcare and healthcare organizations are approaching it and treating it. You know, she called it a very serious and life-threatening disinformation campaign. I didn't talk about the virus. I talked about the information that they're putting out. She bluntly goes out and accuses groups of physicians and scientists, along with bureaucracy, if you will, of blatantly, essentially lying, quote, essentially lying to the American people and people across the world. That's huge. I you know, I fear for her. I fear for somebody attacking this woman. And I mean that literally. You know, it's just one example. You know, if we want to kind of walk through the weeds, the NIH or the National Institute of Health, which has a policy that unless you're in a hospital needing oxygen, there is no treatment for COVID-19. This is so untrue. It's a complete falsehood. And, you know, there's plenty of treatment and easily available. And when we talk about, you know, Dr. Gold, she goes on and she line items these things. And she talked about, which you've heard me talk about, hydroxychloroquine. She talks about ivermectin, which is extremely effective. She's, you know, she talks about other things. We know that ozone therapy, IV, will deal with this. We know that you have monoclonal antibodies that will deal with this. We know that you have an extract of the oleander plant that deals with it very, very effectively. And if the list goes on, there's so many things. So why, again, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, if we have things that fight this, why are we trying to lock down humanity? It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, there's plenty of treatments and they're easily available. These aren't things that are hard to find and they're turning people's lives around. You know, it's a situation that if you get somebody like Dr. Simone and she goes on and on and on and talks about all the stuff from, you know, the path that you will call the pathogenic priming to severe neurological side effects that some people might have to unanswered safety questions. She brings it down to people are dying from many different things. And we have to look at this for what it is, but we're being miscued on this thing and it's not okay. So let's talk about, you know, keeping your immune system squared away. We know that with any viral pattern, but particularly this COVID-19 situation, there are two groups of people that are particularly vulnerable. One is the people who are, if you would, very, very low in vitamin D. I mean, they're down around their toenails. I had a patient the other day do a blood test for me, and we're talking Northern Virginia. And, you know, the vitamin D level came back the lowest I've ever seen it with anyone. It was like about 5. And even with the allopathic ranges, you don't want it below 30, 32. So this is somebody who is very susceptible to all kinds of things from bone fractures to accumulation of diseases and things that she doesn't want to have. So obviously we're immediately getting that level up as fast and as high as we can get it very quickly. So anybody who has low vitamin D is extremely, extremely vulnerable. The second group of people are people who have blood sugar handling problems, diabetic patients, or people who have hypoglycemia. That is a risk level that is much different than the general population. So if we took those people out and we looked at the skew of where they come from, you're going to look that most of these people are older. And that's where that older age group comes in. You know, they're above 60. So if that's the truth, and we know that these are preventable situations by giving them these things, why wouldn't we? You've never heard it on the television. You haven't heard a campaign about make sure you take your vitamin D, make sure you're taking your zinc, make sure you're taking your selenium. And now we know that other things work equally as well. If we don't be proactive and really understanding what makes our immunological system function, we are going to be susceptible to anything that we're being told. And since when did all the talking heads become doctors? Since when are they the ones that, you know, can lead us and direct us and tell us what needs to be needs to happen? I just don't understand it. Maybe many of you can give me a little different look at it. I'd love to talk to you about it at 888-630-9625. But we're going to get into the pattern a little bit, and we're going to talk about the different things that you can do to make a difference in your health and your life. And if we can, you know, just set you one foot ahead of the curve, make it a little different than anybody else, guess what? You get better, and you get better very, very rapidly. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, and you know, I continue to position information so that you can really understand what's out there. Because if you don't have an understanding, then you're being led, and you're being led like lemmings. And that's the thing that really bothers me and bothers a lot of people who are thinking through this process. What can you do to make sure that you're in a good place. Well, we've talked about it many times. You want to make sure that you get your zinc levels up. You want to make sure your vitamin D levels up. You want to make sure that, you know, your other minerals and so forth, your blood sugars are stable. Get your weight down. Get a little exercise. Quit buying into fear patterns, because that is immunologically suppressive as well. So we have to make sure that, you know, we fight the proper fight. The fight begins with us. It begins to strengthen our body's immunological responses. It's about understanding the truth. It's about setting aside falsehoods and looking between the lines. Everybody thinks that this vaccine, and we're going to talk about that as we go through the show today, is the end all thing that is going to save you. If you go onto my website, my Facebook page, if they haven't taken down, there's a video of a young nurse who received the I think it's the Pfizer vaccine. And she was sitting there talking about how great it was and how encouraged she was. And as you watched her, her voice got weaker and weaker and weaker. And that's how fast this thing was acting on her. And the short end of it, she ended up dying because she collapsed in front of the camera. So go on to my Facebook page, go to R. Thomas Rozell. You'll find it. Go on. You don't have to be a friend. You can just go in and check it out and listen to the video. It'll take you through and answer the questions to yourself. Is this for real? Does this really happen? But we know that people are dying from the vaccine, and it's not okay. We know that people are coming up with Bell's palsy because of the vaccine. We know that people are getting anaphylaxis patterns because of the vaccine. There's huge allergic responses that are taking place. Now, what's the guesstimate of how many? Well, they're talking about 20%, or one out of every five people. That's a huge role. And we don't know what the long-term effects are. You've heard me say a couple of weeks ago that people who are getting this, if they're in the children-bearing age, you said no unprotected sex for up to 90 days, 30 days, up to 90 days after getting the vaccine. So why is that? The reason is simply this, is because the vaccine is making people genetically altered. Now, guys, you know, you reproduce sperm all the time, so you're going to get new sperm. But ladies, you're born with X number of ovum, X number of eggs, and you're never going to get any more. Now, if those are in some way affected because of this vaccine, you're either going to have alterations in your genetic map because of it, or you're not going to be able to conceive if you're in that childbearing age. So those of us have children and grandchildren, and, you know, or those of you who are still at that place, we have a consideration that we need to pay attention to and not just set aside. It's not okay. We have to be the ones that are going to do diligence and take a proactive stance on this. There's so many different things that we can do to stop this thing. We need to have immunological support. We have to stop the fear pattern. The fear pattern makes us even more susceptible to all types of things. We have to go back and kind of pull apart the falsehoods that have been brought about over a period of these last 14, 15 months as this thing is beginning to ramp up. And I go back into 2019 because at the end of the day, that's when they really knew it was coming. We're coming up to a break in the program. And if you have any questions whatsoever, I'd love to talk to you about your case individually or any other question. We're here at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. As we always are, we're here for you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am, on this snowy Washington day. Anyway, you know, you got to make the best of it, right? If it's not too icy outside, go out and play in it. Breathe some of that snow. Have some fun. Throw a snowball. Just enjoy yourself. Make the best of anything that you can possibly get. We're talking about your immune system today, and particularly as it comes to these vaccines that are out there, and everybody wants to know. So, since I'm a resource, I'll try to give you all the things that we know for sure. We're here at 888-630-9620. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you about this or anything else that you may have in mind. But, you know, as I said earlier in the program, you know, we have a very interesting situation right now. We have things that work to destroy, treat, and really make a difference in this COVID virus, but we're ignoring it. Why are we ignoring it instead of going for vaccines? So we're going to talk a little bit about the vaccines. We're going to get into it today and kind of pick it apart. And there's a lot of things that fly in the face of this traditional approach. But what I want you to understand is the COVID-19 vaccine really isn't a vaccine in the traditional sense. It's not the way it's put together. It's a very different situation. So when you know that and you take a look at it, you got to start asking some other questions relative to why are they doing it this way? What's it it's all about? And you know, we go on from there. You know, back in April of 2020, you know, there was a doctor that put her whole reputation on the line. Her name was Judy Mikovits, and she's a PhD. And, you know, and she talked about the potential role played by human gamma retroviruses. And, you know, she talked about how these things came in play. And she wrote a couple of books. One is called The Plague of Corruption. And you really need to read that if you haven't. It's the number one bestseller on the New York Times and USA Today and the Wall Street Journal hit list. She has a new book out there. It's called An Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. And I'm sure this will do just as well on the hit parade. But she may be one of the most censored researchers on the planet. And it's thanks in no small part to her participation in a documentary called Plandemic, you know, which went viral in a big way and really ended up with a lot of guns pointing at her. You know, case in point is that if you go to YouTube and they suspended a lot of different accounts, and I had mine knocked down one time and we finally got it back up. But even worse, Mekovitz's situation, they've gone after her, and she put something up called 10 reasons that why masks should be limited or masking should be limited. And she was talking about the censorship, and she's, I don't even have a copy of the production. She says, I'm sitting here with two copies of other books, but I can't even buy it, meaning her own. So what the booksellers did, like on Amazon, is that they bought them all up from Skyhorse. That's the publisher that put her book out. And now they won't ship them out of the warehouse. They've locked them down. Why? Why? You have to ask the question, why is that? Mikovits, rather, is considered a serious threat to the technocracy group that's out there that, in my opinion, is controlling a lot of this. And once you hear what she has to say about COVID-19 vaccines, you'll see that there's a problem. There's a problem across the board. So let's go back to what I said initially. COVID-19 vaccines really aren't a vaccine in the traditional definition of it. It doesn't improve your immune response to the infection. That's number one. That's one thing you have to know. Nor does it limit you from getting the infection. The only thing that it does, it's really an experimental gene therapy that could prematurely kill large amounts of the population and disable a whole lot more over time. Now, having said that, that should have got you at an aha moment or oh my God moment, or did you really say that moment? I'm going to go back to Mikovits, because she said, I'm just beside myself with anger over the synthetic gene therapy, the chemical poison, and what they're doing worldwide. We're already seeing deaths from the shot. It's illegal. We're going to get into it. I'm going to kind of pick it apart for you and tell you exactly where this is coming from. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We have a lot to talk about today. Call me at 888-630-9625. Don't go away. I will be right back, I promise.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. And guess what? It's snowing outside. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Guess what? I don't have to play in the snow today because I'm further south of you attending something that I have to attend to learn a whole lot more information for you. And it's warmer here. Not that much warmer, but it is warmer here. Am I teasing? Yes, I am. But that's who I am. That's how we do things. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about your stuff. We're talking about this vaccine and the things that are out there. And I've been quoting a little bit from Dr. Mikovits's work, and she's probably one of the most formidable in her research and legitimate people that are out there. But unfortunately, she's also been censored incredibly. You know, she goes on and she talks about, you know, this is really a experimental gene therapy that could prematurely kill large amounts of the population and disable a whole lot more. I'll give her the opportunity to say to her, for herself, she says, I'm just beside myself with anger over the synthetic gene therapy, this chemical poison, and what they are doing worldwide. You know, we're already seeing deaths, you know, from the shot. It's illegal. It shouldn't be done. It should be stopped right now. It should have never been allowed to happen. Yet we're seeing it being forced upon the most vulnerable of the population, end quote. Wow, that's big, right? That's huge. So indeed, news and social media reports across the board are showing that people are dropping for a lot of different things. They're admitting to 20% side effects on these things. And that's a big number all by itself, but could it be more than that? It's kind of crazy. You know, one of the things that you may not know is that, you know, baseball legend Hank Aaron passed away, you know, a couple weeks ago or so. And he passed away 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. Yet it was never mentioned in the New York Times obituary at all. Surely, had he tested positive for SARS-CoV-2, it would have been constant, right? You would have heard it on an ongoing basis, and it would have said that it was a COVID-19 fatality that killed him. But that's not the situation. But when it comes to the vaccine, even people who, you know, are dismissing it as, well, coincidental, it's irrelevant, you know. Now all of a sudden you get old people dying shortly after the vaccination and they're just shrugging it off like it's nothing. It doesn't make sense. So let's talk about the problem with this vaccine and what it means. We have somebody online. I'm going to go here. If you'd like to give us a call at 888-630-9625, I'll get to you, but I want to give you a little bit more data before I do that. This synthetic RNA, it's called messenger RNA. It's used in many COVID-19 vaccines, are not natural. They're synthetic. They're fake. They're artificial. The naturally produced mRNA rapidly breaks down. It just doesn't hold on. It degrades very quickly. It must be complexed with lipids. That means put together with lipids and other polymers to prevent this from happening. Now, COVID-19 vaccines use something called PEG or PEG-gliated lipid nanoparticles. And PEG is known to cause anaphylaxis all by itself. So the lipid nanoparticles may also cause other problems. So we have to ask the question, so why, what's happening, what's the deal? So if you roll it back a little bit, you go to 2017 and you look at Stat News discuss Moderna challenges in developing the mRNA. That's back in 2017. Wow, right? You weren't told that either. So here's something that you need to know. In order to protect the mRNA molecule from the body's natural defenses, drug developers first must wrap them up in a protective casing. And for Moderna, that meant putting this Crigler-Najjar therapy into nanoparticles made of lipids. And for the chemists, those nanoparticles created a daunting challenge. Dose too little and you don't get enough of the enzyme to affect the disease. Dose too much and the drug is too toxic for patients. So what's the boy to be left to do, right? So now you have all kinds of problems. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about this. Again, Johnson & Johnson has just come up with a vaccine that is an old natural vaccine. It has about an 80% effectiveness rates, maybe a little less than that. But remember what I said about the Pfizer, the Moderna vaccines. They do not prevent anything. They dampen down the symptom process. They do not prevent you from getting the bug. They just slow the morbidity rate in this particular situation. Let's go to the phones. Brian, you've been very patient. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning, doctor. Thank you for all that you do. I thought this thing was a contrived situation from the beginning myself, but I've just continued to collect data, as you have certainly given out to us as well. I was wondering why so many doctors who were against it were muted, as you've been saying, censored. I have four daughters, three of whom have had children, but one has not had any children yet. She's 33 years old, and I'm just trying to relay some information on her. I'm kind of concerned with her taking this prior to having any children. She's had, some cysts on her ovaries that were removed as well. So I'd just like your input.
Well, I was talking a little bit about it earlier into the program, and it has a profound effect on the genetic makeup of this. So this RNA, this messenger RNA, is altered in a way that it tells the DNA to make an antibody or to begin to protect the immunological degradation that's coming about because of the virus. The problem, and they're saying, is that, so if you're young and you're in the childbearing age, and you intend to have children, you better have protected sex from that point on, because this thing goes through the entire system. It alters the ovaries, particularly the ovum, the eggs, and they alter the sperm of the guy. So guys continue to produce sperm their entire life. Women are born with X number of eggs, and that's it. They'll never have any more. So once they're damaged, they're damaged. So if there's a problem with this vaccine and they're telling people don't have unprotected sex, well, then you can do it in 30 days or 90 days. That doesn't make a lot of sense because, again, guys will produce new sperm. But even that, the messenger to produce the new sperm is going to be altered. But women have only X number of eggs and they've already been altered permanently. In Switzerland and in India, they stopped the trials because they were finding that women who had the vaccine became permanently sterile in many cases. That all by itself should get people's attention, but we're putting things under the carpet that we don't want to have people look at. Therein lies the situation. We're intelligent people that are very capable of making decisions if we have the correct information, but if only if we have a set of data that's put in front of us and the other part is still on the plate, then we can't go from there. It's crazy. So let's talk about this whole thing a little bit, and then we're going to go back. We have another caller that we'll take in a minute. But I need to, to let you know that if you're going to step up and get this vaccine, please, please do your homework and understand that this vaccine, this COVID-19 messenger vaccine, this mRNA vaccine, is not, one, going to prevent the disease. It's going to make the symptoms less if you happen to get it, but you have side effects that are significant. And, as you go through, and the ideas behind this mRNA vaccine is that by tricking your body into creating a SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, and that's what it goes after. Everybody's heard about the spike protein. Your immune system will produce antibodies and respond. But what happens when you turn your body into a viral protein factory? And what happens, thus, it keeps out antibody production and activated on a continual basis with no ability to shut the thing down. So you kick it in and now it continues to go. So in addition, your body sees these synthetic particles as not yourself, and much of the perpetual antibody response with the autoantibodies attacking your own tissue. So let's go back to Dr. Mikovits, because she said something quite profoundly and better than I can. She says, quote, normally messenger RNA is not free in your body because it's a danger signal. As a molecular biologist, the central dogma of molecular biology is that our genetic code, DNA, is transcribed, written into the messenger RNA, that the messenger RNA is translated into the protein or used in a regulatory capacity to regulate gene expression in cells, end quote. Think about that for a second. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Chris, thank you for holding. You're in Gaithersburg. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Rizzo. I was wondering, you had mentioned about the different vaccines and so forth, and you did actually just touch upon the different side effects. I was wondering if there's any studies out there that say, the Moderna vaccine versus the Pfizer vaccine versus the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have these side effects based on, certain aspects. The reason I ask is I have a son, for example, who is allergic to penicillin. And now I'm wondering, should he take any vaccine? And is there one that has less, consequence side effects wise? And he's 18 years old, by the way.
Let me answer the question like this. Your son, even if he gets this thing, the chances of his developing any significant or severe problems is very, very minor. you know, unless he's a diabetic or things of that nature already. So that age group doesn't have a lot to worry about. You know, if you get it, a lot of them that are coming down with it are coming down with it like they feel lousy for a couple, 2-3 days, and then they pull out of it pretty quickly, pretty rapidly. You know, the people that are having more of a problem, as I said earlier, are people who have very low levels of vitamin D and zinc, and even melatonin plays a part in here. We don't sleep well, or we sleep with lights on, or we sleep with, you know, digital printouts in our room. So our pineal gland can't produce the levels of melatonin that are necessary, which dramatically increase immunological support and a defense mechanism. So with this, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's coming out is a traditional vaccine. It's one like your regular flu vaccine and so forth. And the actual effectiveness rate of prevention is in the neighborhood of less than 80%. But as I said earlier, with the Moderna, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, which are mRNA vaccines, they don't prevent you from getting the disease. They just decrease the immunological response. But with side effects running 20%, that's huge. And people are checking out because of this thing. It's not hyperbole. If you do the research, go into a website. It's Joe Mercola is a guy that I've known for a lot of years. He's got one of the best researched websites around. It's called Mercola.com. And he talks about this. And matter of fact, he has some of the information that I've been talking about today. But I think you'll see that. And, you know, just share the information. But if I was in a position and I had a young child, well, let's put it this way. We are encouraging in our family with my grandchildren and so forth that they all have to make their own decisions. And we're very respectful of that. They know our positions. And I've said many times, there's no way that anybody is going to put this mRNA vaccine in me because I know what it does. And why would I put myself at risk, you know, to have other situations when I have nothing now and my immune system is strong and I keep my D and my zinc and my melatonin and my selenium levels very, very high. It doesn't make any sense, you know, to go out and deal with this thing. You know, we've been tested. Our office is very clean. We've been tested. We have HEPA filters going on. We mask with our patients, even though that I think is craziness. But we're doing all the things that, you know, we're supposed to be doing. But more importantly, my D level is very high. My zinc level is very adequate and so forth. I don't get this stuff. I've been tested 15 times since the beginning of April, and I can't even get the antibody, which is like really a good thing. So at the end of the day, we need to really understand what we're dealing with. But if we're taking a synthetic messenger RNA, and it's not okay, then particularly since it doesn't degrade, it doesn't break down. The problem is that it stimulates that DNA permanently to do certain things that we really don't want it to do. So before, if I had to choose, if I was, you know, somebody that could get into another country, if I had to take one or the other, I would wait until the Johnson & Johnson vaccine came out, and I would probably do that. There's other ways of getting that stuff out of the body and doing very quickly. Those will be for our patients. We'll let them know what's out there. But this RNA vaccine, it dysregulates not only the human immune system, but also what's called the endocannabinoid system, which is the dimmer switch on inflammation. Cannabinoid, you talk about marijuana. Well, it's an extract. We're not talking about THC, which is the active ingredient. And every cell in your body has a cannabinoid receptor. That's why it's so effective in treating so many things. We've already seen MS cases, patients with adverse, as an adverse side effect, if you will. That tells you something. Why should an MS-like condition show up? It doesn't make any sense if this thing is so supportive. We also see myalgic, I mean, pain, right, from encephalitis and inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. This is also associated with all this nonsense. The high risk groups need to absolutely avoid COVID-19 vaccine. It's not okay. I'm going to go back to Dr. Mikovits again. And she said that 4-6% of all Americans have already been infected with gamma retroviruses. We're going to talk more about that, but we're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Thomas Alive. This should make you say, Oh my God. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you around in every other place, thank you so very much. Make sure you tell your friends about us. And again, our salute to our men and women in the service and military. Thank you for allowing me to participate in helping you as you so diligently help us. We appreciate it. We salute you. Thank you. When I'm not here, you can find me by email. Go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. And I'll get back to you. If you want to talk to one of our doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing, simply 703-698-7117. I want to get to the phones one more time before we have to end the program. Dave, you've been holding. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for what you do. I'm vitamin D. You hear so many things about, well, it has to be specific this and that. What do I look for when I'm walking down the vitamin aisle?
Okay, there's a lot of things that you can get. I mean, in the office, we carry five different forms simply because, you know, we're looking at transport systems that are the most effective. So what I would tell you to do is find one that is from a natural organic source. You just go in to a health food store and say, listen, I want the best product. If you can get a liposomal form, L-I-P, liposomal form, it increases the absorption. There's some companies that are putting that out. But you want to take a minimum during this time of the year, about 5,000 up to 10,000 a day. I take that on an ongoing basis, but it protects the lung. It protects and enhances immunological reaction dramatically. There's studies that go back a couple decades now and that were put out there that showed the inverse relationship between high levels of vitamin D and low levels of influenza. In areas that the influenza rates were high, the vitamin D levels were very, very low. So your body has to synthesize vitamin D naturally through cells within the skin tissue. They're called melanocytes. And unfortunately, because of the, particularly in the northern area where we are in the Washington metropolitan area, the sun's on an angle, so you can't stimulate those very, very well. And if you have dark pigment, that's even a worst case scenario because you can't penetrate that. That dark pigment is to protect you at the equator. So we have to make sure that we're getting adequate amounts of D. So I would, if you can get a liposomal, get that one. Otherwise, get one that has an oil that you're not sensitive. Some of them are suspended in soy. Some of them are suspended in other types of oils. But get an organic source if you possibly can. And if you go to a reputable health food store, they'll be able to help you with that. It's important that we understand that, you know, vitamin D is an essential component in so many different reactions within the body. And it is produced through peaks of photosynthesis within our cell tissues. But unfortunately, some of it is not okay. And here's the important piece when it comes to this viral pattern or anything that affects the respiratory system. Vitamin D dramatically protects the lung. And if you're adequate, if your levels are high enough, then it shows out that you're not going to have lung-related situations. So if you go back to a guy by the name of Feinstein, and he did studies on tuberculosis in 1903, you'll see that this stuff has been out for a long time as correlation with vitamin D. We're coming up to the end of the program. And remember, I do this simply for one reason. You deserve it, and I love you. I'll see you next week with a brand new program. Bye.